love taking care of Chipper at the animal shelter. I just wish someone would take care of me too.
Your Heavenly Father has promised to take care of you. It's written in the Bible. Guess what? You're listening to Keys for Kids, and my name is Zach. Thanks for tuning in today. During my eighth grade year of school, life got really tough for us. That was the year my dad was searching for a job, and we had to cut back on a lot of things, including food. Now, while we didn't have much, we had what we needed, thanks to our family and thanks to our church. In Matthew 6:34, Jesus promised that God would look out for his children. He said, "Don't worry about tomorrow, because tomorrow will worry about itself." And now our story is called Caring for Chipper. Lily loved volunteering at the animal shelter with Granddaddy in the summer. Chipper was her new favorite rescue dog. Every Saturday they came to walk, bathe, feed, and play with him. Lily brushed the knots out of Chipper's fur. "Hold still, Chipper," she said. "There, he's ready for his bath. Do you have another dog treat?" Lily asked her grandfather. "Oops, they're all gone. Let me find some more," Granddaddy said. Lily hoped Granddaddy could find more treats. She thought about her empty fridge at home. Granddaddy returned with a small bag in his hand. "Found some." "Oh, good. I don't want him to starve." Lily's stomach rumbled. "Sounds like someone else is hungry," Granddaddy said as he put Chipper into the bathtub. "I'm okay," Lily sighed. She remembered Mommy said they wouldn't have much this month. Mommy had to work two jobs now that Daddy left. Would they have everything they need? "Did you know that God takes care of all the animals, even Chipper?" asked Granddaddy. He smiled at Lily's questioning look. "God gives the birds worms to eat. He gives them trees and barns to live in. And he gave Chipper you." "He did. I love Chipper so much," Lily said as she wrenched the suds out of Chipper's fur. "Did you know God loves you even more than you love Chipper?" "He does?" "He sure does. God gave us his son Jesus so we could be saved from sin, and he wants to take care of you. I know things have been hard this month, Lily, but don't worry. God gave you Mommy and me to take care of you because he loves you. God also gives us people who help by bringing food to share with others, like at church and food pantries." "God gave us people to share their food?" Lily turned off the water. "That's right. He takes care of us because he loves us so much." Chipper jumped out of the bathtub and shook. Water flew all over Lily and Granddaddy. Lily laughed. "And I love taking care of Chipper." So how about you? Do you worry about having everything you need? Maybe a parent has lost a job or your parents divorced and things are tough. If you know Jesus, God is your Heavenly Father, and he promises to take care of his children. God provides for our needs in many different ways, such as through family and friends, people at church, and even places like food pantries. If you have a need, talk to God about it, and then trust him to provide for you. Our key verse is found in Matthew chapter 6, verse 34. "Don't worry about tomorrow, because tomorrow will worry about itself." And our key verse for today, "God takes care of us." I hope you've joined the Word with Zach Summer Reading Program, because we've just added another way for you to win prizes this summer. It's the Word with Zach Treasure Hunt, and you could win a Pirate's Treasure Chest in June, July, and August. Each week, follow the clues to find treasures from God's Word hidden in the Keys for Kids print and audio devotions. Join the treasure hunt and find the clues with your mom or dad at keysforkids.net and tap treasure hunt in the menu. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.